five people in connection with this scheme for creating fake nursing diplomas. And that has even affected us here. We have some nurses who were arrested, or I don't know, do you call them nurses? I guess you don't call them nurses because they weren't really nurses. That's why, I mean, yeah, people who've been working as a nurse under a fake nursing degree or diploma. So, oh my goodness. That was kind of a crazy story right there. Hey, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. So it's Friday. So on Fridays, we like to talk movies. Coming up here at about 4:50, we got your weekend movie preview, and I'll give you my thoughts about the new J-Lo movie, Shotgun Wedding, and also coming up a little bit later, why term limits for members of Congress might actually be one of the best things we could do as it pertains to the debt ceiling argument. So we'll talk about that as well. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we've got top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, we got to update you on, term limits. There's a new bill that's been introduced in the Senate pertaining to term limits. We'll talk about that coming up here in about 10 minutes. It's News Radio 92.3, and if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news, I'm Joe Ford. The video involving the beating death of Tyre Nichols is expected to be released within a couple of hours now. The FBI director very upset about it after watching the video of Nichols' traffic stop that led to his death. Police in Memphis bracing for some unrest later on tonight. Meanwhile, video of the San Francisco attack on former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband is out today. However, Pelosi says she's not interested in seeing any of it, telling reporters that she's heard the 911 call and doesn't want to see how her husband was left badly injured. A British teen is going to prison for 11 years after creating extremist videos that influenced a mass shooter who killed 10 black people in Buffalo. That suspect shared the videos by Daniel Harris, who a judge said intended to encourage people to carry out acts of violence. And Ford recalling over 400,000 vehicles. Its SUVs from 2020 to 2023 may have faulty rearview cameras that have been linked to at least 17 accidents. Bobby?
Did you see the Paul Pelosi video?
I did not see it. I heard about it, but I haven't. My understanding is it is from police body camera, right? It's not
the
actual
body camera footage. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
And I've not seen it either. I just read it.
Right.
Read about it. And what I was reading, the part that seems odd is like he's just apparently both of them were at the door, and I see the screenshot of it where both of them are at the door talking calmly to the police.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he apparently launches towards Paul Pelosi. But like they're both sitting there just calmly talking to the police at one minute, and then the next minute he grabs a hammer out of Paul Pelosi's hand and lunge towards him. So it's like a very bizarre like thing from what I hear. I haven't seen the video yet. Yeah. Just reading about it. They both were at the door. Paul Pelosi's the one with the hammer in his hand. The cops are telling him to drop the hammer. And next thing you know, DePap grabs the hammer out of Paul Pelosi and starts attacking him. So it's like, what in the world?
And then obviously the Tyre Nichols situation. I mean, your thoughts on seeing that video when it comes out? I mean, his family, said, recommending the children don't watch it. You know, folks that have seen it are saying, it's almost like, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. I mean, we have five police officers, right, who are charged with murder.
Yep. Yeah, I think it said it four earlier, but yeah, it's five.
Yeah. And, I don't know. Can it be that much worse than, other videos like that?
We've seen some pretty bad ones, including here in Pensacola, and we had a situation then. But, You know, it's one of the, I don't really like watching those yeah. types of videos anyway, but this particular one, I guess the thing here is I don't understand what it is with society, particularly that when these things happen, that there ends up being, I can see people being upset and protesting and I guess rioting in a sense, but once you start attacking private businesses, like what's that business got to do with it? You know, why are you looting a private business that has nothing to do with the scenario? It's not like they're like, that's like the place where the police hang out, where like those five policemen hang out all the time or anything like this. I don't understand why, how people can be so upset. I see how you can be so upset, but I can't see how you can be so upset you're going to harm another innocent person and their business. And so it's sad to see what's happening in Memphis right now, but apparently they're boarding up the windows, they're boarding up the doors.
It's kind of interesting because there's been a kind of a fascinating debate or I don't know, sort of thing that's come out of this where, you know, on the one side, anytime something like this happens, you know, you've got the blue and then you've got the other side. And, you know, on the one hand, it's like, well, you know, like, well, why aren't you guys, you know, rioting over this? Is it because there's no white police officers? And the other side, they're saying, well, it's because there was no white police officers. Well, you guys are not saying defund the police or back the blue. And it's like, well, I mean, people haven't seen the video yet. And I think that has a lot to do with it, you know, because, I mean, there's really not a whole lot out there about what happened yet. But it's just been interesting that this sort of thing under the surface of that has been kind of brewing leading up to tonight. So
yeah, exactly. And because the reality of it is a lot, I've seen a lot of that as well. A lot of people going, well, they're not protesting because of this. They're not saying, hey, back the blue because of this. But if you look back, even at the other situations that have occurred, the protests usually happen after they release the video.
Yeah.
That's when people lose their minds over stuff is when they see the video. And that's when the protests and the riots start to happen. So that's how it's always been. Even the Chicago police officer situation, I can't remember that guy's name now, but it's usually after the video is released is when people start to do their protests and the riots. So that's why I think Memphis is expecting that and waiting for that to happen. Hopefully not. Hopefully it's peaceful protests, but historically, I mean, just a couple weekends ago in Atlanta, there was riots and stuff. So it's not likely that it's going to be some sort of peaceful thing. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No accidents to report. I-10, I-110 looking good, as well as 29. Highway 90, expect slowdowns leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Highway 90 throughout Pace in Milton. You will see your typical afternoon traffic that's westbound into Milton over Blackwater River, as well as eastbound right after Avalon Boulevard. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. Traffic line number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, Senator Ted Cruz has introduced yet again a bill pertaining to term limits in Congress. I want to talk about why that bill might be a positive thing that could affect another big debate that's going on in Congress right now. That's coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Hence call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So Senator Ted Cruz has introduced legislation that would impose term limits on Congress. Not the first one. Pretty much every legislative session, somebody introduces a bill that would have term limits, yet it doesn't even get a vote. Like it doesn't even get to the point where the Speaker of the House or the Senate Majority Leader even puts it on the floor for a floor vote. It doesn't even get that enough support to do that. But it's something a lot of us have advocated for. This legislation particularly would limit U.S. senators to 2 6-year terms and members of the U.S. House of Representatives to 3 2-year terms. So you could serve 3 times as a member of the House of Reps, or you could serve twice as a U.S. senator. And you can do both as well. You could be House of Reps for three terms, then move into Senate for 2 times. And then that would be it. According to Ted Cruz, term limits are critical to fixing what's wrong with Washington, D.C. I'll stop right there. Right now, we're debating raising the debt ceiling once again. We continue to run a massive deficit of $1.3 trillion per year. Do you think if we really had term limits and members of Congress weren't so interested in getting reelected all the time and therefore appeasing special interest groups that they would keep spending out of control? I don't think so. I think when you know that you're going out anyway, you'll be more responsible with the spending. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports. Oh, wait, first let me tell you about the United Way of West Florida's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. They're booking appointments now. You just dial 211 to schedule your time. And this is a free tax assistance program for those making $60,000 or less a year, for both individuals and families. Volunteers will operate four different sites: Pensacola State College and Main Campus, the Milton Campus, the Warrington Campus, and at Goodwill over on Olive Road. So call 211 to schedule your time today. Top three stories before we get into our sports hit. Andy Reid has confirmed that Patrick Mahomes will indeed start against the Bengals. We assumed it probably happened, but made it official. Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa still in concussion protocol a month later, and he will miss the Pro Bowl. The Rams are set to hire Mike LaFleur as their offensive coordinator. He was the offensive coordinator for the Jets, so kind of surprised to see them picking him up. But Mike McVay worked with his brother, Matt LaFleur, when they went to the Super Bowl. So he's got a little bit of, history there with the LaFleur family. Maverick star Luka Doncic reportedly day-to-day after having a mild ankle sprain. And remember the situation where the Michigan State players got in a fight in the Michigan tunnel with the Michigan players? Apparently, the four Michigan State players involved in that are set to have their charges dismissed. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Before we get into our sports hit, Dave Chappelle, the actor, the comedian, the embattled comedian recently, mainly because of his transgender jokes, which I've stated before, people protested and just wanted to boycott him, wanted to have him canceled over his latest Netflix special, over his transgender jokes. And I'm like, okay, anybody who's doing that did not actually see it, because they didn't see it, or they're just ignorant and they took things out of context. Because the show is, I mean, he's been pretty brutal in the past of transgenders, saying like you can make jokes about any group, anybody, any particular race, ethnicity, gender, even, except for transgender. And he's made jokes like that in the past, and he's actually right. They're the ones that can't take it. Now he's saying that his jokes do not incite violence. The people protesting them do. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we've seen that. This is the far left people. I've said it this many times. The far left is way more violent than the far right. They have been historically, and definitely in this country over the past 10, 15, 20 years, the far left is the ones you got to worry about. They're the ones that will become violent over their stuff. And you saw this even with Trump. Everybody says that the Trump rallies that he would have when he was running in 2016, particularly, they would say, oh, the Trump rallies, it's the Trump supporters are violent. No, they were actually incited by the protesters. It happened over and over and over again. It was the protesters at the Trump rally who would get violent, and then, yeah, then the others would react to it. And it's the same thing here. It's those same kind of people are the same kind of people who are protesting Dave Chappelle. And they become violent. Just, I don't know why, but this is how they are. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives, and then we'll get your sports hit.
We are still seeing some slow-moving traffic on East Burgess Road. This is due to an accident. Scene of the accident is where East Burgess Road turns into Hilburn Road, right near the Circle K. So we're seeing slowdowns on East Burgess and Hilburn in both directions, as well as Creighton. This is where Creighton stops as you're heading westbound. So we're seeing a lot of slow-moving traffic at that intersection. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. Highway 90, typical slowdowns leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. 98, no slowdowns as you are heading out of Gulf Breeze going towards Tiger Point. But we do have slow-moving traffic in the westbound direction on 98 as you're approaching the Garcon Point Road intersection right by the Walmart. So again, that's in the westbound direction as you are starting to move out of Tiger Point going towards Gulf Breeze. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down or have some details, give me a call to the traffic line. Traffic line number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's talk some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA is on NBA TV tonight at 6:30. Memphis Grizzlies take on the Timberwolves. And then after that game at 9 o'clock, Toronto plays Golden State. NCAA men's basketball. We got a couple of games tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. You've got a game between St. Louis and Davidson. On CBS Sports Network, Air Force takes on number 25, University of New Mexico. NHL hockey going to be on ESPN Plus and ESPN. So ESPN Plus at 6 o'clock will be the Florida Panthers against LA. But on ESPN at 6 is the Islanders against Detroit. And then, no, Tampa Bay is not playing. In sports news, I mentioned that Andy Reid, I already did the sports news stuff. Andy Reid confirmed that Patrick Mahomes is going to start against the Bengals, Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa, still in concussion protocol, will miss the Pro Bowl. Rams are hiring Mike LaFleur, and Mavs star Luka Doncic going to be day-to-day with a high ankle sprain. So remember the Arizona gubernatorial race? That was one that we were watching really closely. Carrie Lake, I don't know how you pronounce her first name. Carrie Lake, she was a very conservative person. She was being compared to being like the female Trump, yet I started following her as the race got closer and closer, and I gained a lot of respect for her because she was, I wouldn't say she was more like a Trump, I'd say she's more like a DeSantis, where she was in the face of the media when they were disrespecting her. But up into that, you know, she'd be talking about the issues affecting Arizonians and legislation that she would like to get done and stuff like that. But yeah, once she felt like the media was coming after her, then she punched back. And I was a little surprised to see that she ended up losing the race in Arizona. I really thought she would have the support to win. Well, then, of course, now she's been challenging the election results, and there's been an investigation going into this. And it's one of these situations where, like, mainstream media is not covering it. And here's the latest that just came out in the past week. On November 8th, when 75% of the votes were for Carrie Lake, nearly a quarter of a million voting attempts failed in their electronic system. According to the system log files that were obtained by FOIA request, 75% of the votes, nearly a quarter of a million votes, failed in the system. Now they've got this. Tabulators are not to exceed an error rate of 0.002 or 1 in 500 ballots. However, Maricopa County, which by the way had election result problems in 2020, they used 476 tabulators. Not one of them met the EAC standard. In fact, they averaged 235 times the EAC standard, rejecting over a quarter of a million ballots. Senate testimony. These are all things that came out this past week in Arizona. Senate testimony confirms that 40,000 ballots illegally counted. That was 10% of the signatures reviewed. They didn't review all the signatures. They reviewed 10%, and out of the 10% of them, 40,000 of them were. Out of the ones they reviewed, 10% of the ones they reviewed were illegally counted. 10%. That's a huge amount. So they grabbed 400,000 ballots. They reviewed them. 40,000 of them were illegally counted. Oh boy. So it just goes on and on and on. Carrie Lake responded this week, "I will die on this hill. We will restore honest elections to America if it's the last thing I do." So she's still, and then she goes on and says all the people who say that that election deniers have their heads up their hiney, she says they deserve an apology because we're uncovering more and more stuff in Arizona all the time. Well, let's see what happens. Like I said, it's not getting mainstream media attention. I don't even know if it's getting Arizona attention. It's like Arizona media attention. So they definitely have problems. They had problems in 2020 that were uncovered. It looks like they didn't fix those problems by 2022. Whether they'll fix those problems by 2024, I guess will remain to be seen. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up next, got your weekend movie preview right after a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Stick around. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 5 minutes, we got your sign of the apocalypse. I got your weekend movie preview coming up as well, but first let's go to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Yeah, Bobby, the White House is urging peaceful protests ahead of the release of footage showing the traffic stop that led to the death of Tyre Nichols. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said President Biden has been briefed on the contents of the video and is monitoring the situation in Memphis. The House is approving a bill to limit the president's authority to release oil from the nation's emergency reserve. The bill requires the federal government to develop a plan to increase oil production in order to draw from the reserve. Passed largely along party lines, squarely aimed at President Biden's handling of spiking gas prices last year, the FDA is changing its blood donation policies to be more gender inclusive. It introduced guidance to phase out time-based deferrals for men who have sex with other men, instead opting to ask individual questions to assess the risk of potentially spreading HIV. And finally, the Uber Eats delivery that stopped a college basketball game turned out to be a prank. Wednesday night's game between Loyola Chicago and Duquesne came to a stop when a delivery man stepped on the court near the three-point line holding an order from McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. That's funny. Very interesting one right there. All right. Gracie, what do we got going on with traffic?
Traffic report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Our roads are looking good on I-10 and I-110. We are still seeing some slight slow-moving traffic. East Burgess Road as it turns into Hilburn Road. We have an accident causing delays in both directions on East Burgess as well as on Creighton Road heading westbound. Other than that, we're just seeing typical slowdowns. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call. Our traffic line, 850-262-6111. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, it's Friday. Let's talk some movies.
Now,
it's time for
a weekend movie.
All right. Got a few movies out today. So one of them is called Infinity Pool. That's a horror film. It is rated R, but it was just reviewed at Sundance last week, and they basically found that it had X-rated scenes in it, like very disturbing NC-17 scenes. It's not just sex, but it's like violence and gore, and I don't know. Why make this kind of stuff? I don't get it. There's another movie that's called Fear. That's also another horror movie that's in the theaters, rated R. A weekend vacation turns sinister when a group of friends must confront their worst fears one by one. Blah. But then there's one that's in the theaters, and it's also on Amazon Prime, called Shotgun Wedding. It stars Jennifer Lopez and Josh Duhamel. And so it's rated R as well. It's a couple's remote wedding gets raided by pirates, and they have to try to rescue their guests. I watched this one on Prime last night. It's actually a really funny movie. The reason why it's rated R is because it does have some F-bombs in it quite a bit. But it also has some kind of shocking, like, violent stuff that you're not, it's meant to be kind of comedic, but yet it's violent at the same time. It's a different role than what you've seen Jennifer Lopez in. I mean, yeah, it's a romantic comedy, but it's not the typical romantic comedy you've seen her in before. I thought it was really good, called Shotgun Wedding. On Netflix is a new movie called You People. It's rated R, starring Eddie Murphy and Jonah Hill. A new couple and their families reckon with modern love amid culture clashes, societal expectations, and generational differences. I've actually only heard bad things about that. On DVD or digital download, you can check out Violent Night. It's been streaming on Peacock Network for a while, but now it's available on DVD and digital download. This is one I watched it last week. I thought, what the heck? I want to see what this is about. And it's about Santa Claus basically coming across a house that is being raided. And like robbed, and people and the family's being kidnapped when Santa Claus shows up. And it's called Violent Night. And basically it's like Santa Claus before he was Santa Claus was a Viking warrior. And so he has to kind of delve into that whole thing and stuff. It was actually pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. It was actually pretty good. It is more of a guy movie for sure, but it still has a Christmas message to it. And yet it's violent. It's a, I don't know what to tell you. It was actually pretty good. I mentioned this the other day. I want to bring it up again. Zoe Saldana is the very first actor to have four movies make $2 billion or more. She's had Avengers, Infinity War, Avengers Endgame, Avatar, and now Avatar The Way of Water. Zoe Saldana, first actress. That's amazing. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Today's sign of the apocalypse, we've brought this up before, that there's a push for lab-grown meat. Well, apparently, it's becoming a closer reality to happening here in America. The FDA said in November that a cultivated meat product was safe for human consumption. So now there's a couple of companies out there who are trying to get it into restaurants first, and eventually it'll be in the stores. But pretty soon you'll be going to some five-star restaurant, ordering you a chicken cutlet or a steak, and it was just grown in the lab. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi of News Radio 92.3.